Prachi Priyamvada greets her brother with joy as he arrives from Bucharest. They're studying medicine in western Ukraine. After the city was bombed by Russian forces, they fled to the border with Romania. They say they waited there for nearly 15 hours.
So there was no place to stand. We were rushing somehow. I don't even remember how I crossed the border.
20,000 Indians study in Ukraine. They're its largest group of foreign students. Many have made it home, but one was killed in a missile attack. The death was acknowledged in a meeting headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
The meeting began with an expression of deep regret and condolences on the tragic death of Sri Naveen Shekharappa Gyanagodar, Indian student who was studying in the Kharkiv National Medical University.
Thousands who managed to flee are waiting in makeshift shelters in neighboring countries. Many waited for days in freezing cold without food and say they were discriminated against and assaulted by Ukrainian officials. The government has sent senior ministers to border nations to help.
The government is considering sending military transport aircraft to speed up evacuations. Diplomatically, India is in a difficult position. It's called on both sides to de-escalate the fighting and has avoided calling Russia an aggressor.
At the United Nations, India has abstained from resolutions condemning Russia. It's an old ally and India's biggest supplier of military weapons. It's also a strategic partner in countering China's expanding regional influence.
For example, on the Sino-Indian border, so far the Russians have not been against us on that issue. But now the Chinese might force that position. The Chinese might force them to take certain position on the India-Pakistan issues. So Russian dependency on China could have negative consequences for us.
India is sending humanitarian aid to Ukraine as it seeks help from Russia to evacuate its nationals stranded in eastern Ukraine. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.